ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. It's the second game of our doubleheader, so to speak, here this afternoon and tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got the Anna Rockets and Versailles Tigers. Should be a great boys contest here tonight on Scores. Versailles, of course, from the Midwest Athletic Conference, 18-0 on the year after a 46-43 cliffhanger victory over Minster last night. And Versailles now 7-0, the top dog running away with the MAC, the MAC. Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets, by virtue of a big 53-38 win over Jackson Center last night, have vaulted into first place in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna now 8-1 overall in league action, with three games remaining in the SCAL. Home with Fort Loramie on February 7th, home with Botkins on February 17th, and a game this coming Tuesday, February 4th at Fairlawn, that we plan to cover here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Last year, Anna won an up-and-down game. It was a racehorse contest, very high-scoring first two quarters. Anna victorious by 8, 60-52. Versailles won the three previous years. May recall the game 2 years ago here, 67-65. Versailles won it on a basket by Arns at the buzzer.
Yeah, Arns got a great shot.
Yep.
To look at it. And
they may have one like that again tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be, that's for sure.
Versailles, as I mentioned, at number one in the state in Division III boys basketball. Anna unranked with a win last night over Jackson Center. An upset win over Versailles tonight, Anna would be ranked, I guarantee you.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. But more important than ranking is playing for a seed in the district tournament.
And these two clubs are in the Dayton area Division III tourney field. Not unlikely that they could meet in a district championship game or a regional semifinal. Last year, these two clubs advanced all the way to the regionals. In fact, Versailles lost in the regional semi to Purcell Marion, while Anna was winning its regional semifinal over Dayton Stivers, and then Anna was beaten by Purcell Marion in the regional championship. Coach Nate Barhorst, year number 9 in Anna. Boy, he has fielded a couple of highly athletic basketball teams the last few seasons, which like to turn this contest into track meets. And tonight would be no better time. Last night, a good example. They hustled up Jackson Center. Tigers got behind. Couldn't score enough points to compete with Anna last evening. Versailles has won 10 games this year, Chuck, by about 50 points. 10 victories by an average of 5. They played some close ones.
Yep.
They don't normally score in the 60s. Often don't even get to 50. Anna needs to hurry up Versailles like they did Jackson Center last evening.
Yeah, they want to. And neither basketball team is a deep team.
Right.
They don't go very far down the bench. But Anna in great shape. They want this to be up and down the floor. They don't want, and they're going to have to have someone that knows where Michael Stauman is at all times, because that kid is an absolute scorer.
Yeah, he's averaging 18 points a game as Stauman for Versailles. He, by far and away, the leading scorer on the floor here tonight. Riley Hulskamp will probably draw that defensive assignment for Anna. And Riley's got to stay out of foul trouble. Bickler's got to stay out of foul trouble. Stauman wants to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
We can talk about all these perimeter players we want, Chuck. I think a key factor in this game is going to be 6'6 Austin Toner of Versailles. He is a very good defender in the lane. He protects the rim. He blocks 3.5 shots a game. He rebounds 7 a game. Will he allow Bixler, Hulskamp, Stewart, Leidinger to penetrate the middle and get down below the foul line to score some easy points?
Well, yeah, he is a defender. He's not really much of an offensive player, but he does exactly what they need them to do. He's a rim protector, and it's going to be quite a battle, because Bart Bixler at 5'11 can get to the rim as well as anybody we've seen.
Let's see how that plays out tonight.
I know it's trite to say free throws will be critical. Personal fouls will be critical. Who gets two quicker, two fouls sooner? Huelskamp or Stallman. They may go at it each way, guarding each other. Does an inside player, somebody like Van Skyock or Toner, get in foul trouble
right
sooner for Versailles than, say, maybe Murray or Stewart for Anna? And how successful these teams shoot free throws will be key. Versailles was miserable at the line last night in beating Minster by three. I think Versailles was 13 for 25. Anna was 16 for 18. Anna shoots at about 70% on the year. Versailles has Stammen way up above the 80 percentile mark. Nasker is in the 70s. Everybody else for Versailles is around 60.
Well, those two are the two that really have got to make Versailles go tonight. Nasker is a good outside shooter. Also, if you look down there by Skyock, I want to get that out of the way. So I always butcher it. But they don't go as deep. Anna only plays six players. They pretty much play six players. So it's going to come down to maybe attrition if it's a closely called basketball game.
Yeah, I think that's a key word as well, Chuck. Fouls, attrition. Who can go to the bench a little further and not give up too much quality out on the floor?
Well, ma'am, and I think Anna's got – I like their group with Masteller out on the floor. I think that is a real good five that they put out there.
Unlike last year when Anna had Griffin Dosek at 6'6", averaging close to 17 points a game, Bart Bixler is the leading scorer this year, just under 14 per outing. Isaac Leininger, another outstanding game last night. He's at about 11. Cam Stewart at 9. Isaiah Masteller off the bench at 9. Riley Huelskamp only averaging about 8 per game. Justin Murray at 7. Meanwhile, for the Versailles Tigers, Michael Stammen out front, 18 per game. Connor Van Skyock at 10. Ryan Martin, 8. Dakota Nasker, 8. Ben Ruhenkamp, 6. He had a very good game last night. In fact, he helped lead Versailles to that victory over Minster off the bench. A half dozen a game for Ruhenkamp. Ben Ruhenkamp, Austin Toner at the post, only 5 points a game, but at least a half dozen rebounds. I mentioned Ruhenkamp, 2 third quarter threes for Versailles last night. He wound up with 11 off the bench. Stammen had 5 twos. He added a couple threes. He wound up with 16. I think it's key for Anna to somehow, some way, keep Stammen off the foul line. Fort Loramie didn't do a very good job at doing that.
No, and it's a hard thing to do because he can go. He will step back on you. If you give him room, he's going to hit a three. If you step up on him, he's going to go around you. And you need help. He gets to the rim really well, goes to the free throw line quite a bit.
Travis Swank, head coach for Versailles Tigers, year number 4. He opened up as the mentor of the Versailles program in the 2016-17 year. He replaced Scott McElnaney in 2016. Scott, after 10 years, had an outstanding mark, 150-78. State runner-up finish for the Versailles boys in 2013. Swank was McElnaney's assistant for 8 of those 10 years, and Travis has been the head man on this program for the last 4, does an outstanding job. Nate Barhorst, 9 years at Anna, 2 superb high school coaches going at it here tonight.
Yep, I mean, and they got a lot of talent, and that's good, but you got to know how to use the talent. You got to make sure that everybody understands their roles, and if you've got a talented team that will do, that they don't care who scores, they only want to win the basketball game, you're way ahead.
Well, the Anna Rockets are used to seeing orange and black, having seen those colors last night on the road at Jackson Center. And they see orange and black again tonight in the person of the Versailles Tigers. And it should be an excellent game. Versailles has dominated this short series over the last several seasons. I think Versailles has won 1, 2, 3. Three of the last 4 they've played. In fact, Versailles won in the winter of 2016, 17, and 18. Several years back, they played in a little Christmas
tournament.
Yeah, a Christmas holiday tourney over at Versailles. Anna didn't always draw Versailles. Sometimes the Rockets did in that little four-team matchup during the holidays at Versailles. But they played some close games, a two-pointer right here at the Anna Gym 2 years ago. And 4 years ago, right here, Versailles won in overtime by 8, 62-54. Anna got the measure of Versailles by 8 points at the Tigers Gym last night. In case you missed it, the Fort Laramie girls this afternoon defeated Anna 61-44 to win the Shelby County League outright and to advance to 19-0 on the year. Anna 14-6. Rockets finished 10-2 in Shelby County League play. Fort Laramie girls, one more league game left against Botkins on Thursday. Fort Laramie, obviously, a number one seed. Anna could very well be a number two, number three seed. More than likely, I think the Versailles girls, by virtue of schedule, will get the number one seed in D3 girls here in the Dayton area.
Well, if the coaches do their homework,
right,
and they don't just look at the fact they have 8 losses, because sometimes coaches are kind of like the media. They just look at the record, and that's how they see.
Yeah.
That's not how this can go. You need to look at who they played and who they beat.
Yeah, I think a consideration is the fact that Waynesville this year is not Waynesville a year ago. West Liberty Salem this year is not West Liberty Salem a year ago. They certainly deserve seeding those two schools, but probably more like 4 or 5. I think Anna, of course, I'm biased, you're biased. I think the Anna Rockets, based on what I saw today, that girls' team ought to be a number two seed.
I would say no worse than a 3.
Right. Yep. We got a great crowd here tonight at Anna, not a sellout like it was at Jackson Center for that big Shelby County Athletic League game, which was more or less the championship contest for the SCAL boys title. Nonetheless, excellent crowd. Mezzanine across the way here at Anna, about half full. Fans still filing in. A sea of orange and black down to our right, and an ocean of green and white to our left. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2006 without the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A brand new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Anna's Hoying & Hoying Builders. Hoying & Hoying has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot and any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying & Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying & Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rector Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet for you. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna. Another new underwriting sponsor for most of this basketball season, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Both teams out on the floor shooting around, Chuck. Austin Toner, the big man at 6'6.5 for the Versailles Tigers, wears a boot when he's not on the basketball court. He's protecting a foot. Had it on in the bleachers during the JV game. It is off. He's out there shooting around. He's all go. Not a case of Toner in not in action tonight. He's 100%. It's just a protective measure.
Sure. they need him. I mean, he gives them size that they don't have. Without him, they're not very big.
They'll have a 2-inch height advantage over Justin Murray in the middle. Wilbur Sales, Stoner at 6'6", a little better than that. Murray at 6'4". Ben Kovacs comes off the bench for Anna at 6'2". Cam Stewart, a mighty tough defender for the Anna Rockets. Boy, he has been rock solid in the two games. He's held Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center to a grand total of 28. That's in two games. He's averaging 20 per game. Boy, he is the Shelby County League Defensive Player of the Year in boys basketball for sure. You don't have to go to the ballot box, Chuck. That's a done deal.
No, Reichert had 16 last night, 10 of them in the fourth quarter when the game was decided.
Yes.
So Stewart took him out of the game completely at the beginning.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Anna Rockets, outstanding campaign, just 3 losses. First place in the Shelby County Athletic League for Sales Tigers, unbeaten, number one in Ohio in boys Division III, and sitting atop the Midwest Athletic Conference, the two foes tonight in what should be a superb contest. Anna versus Sales, we've got the starters and the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, if you can get there in time before the pork chops are gone, try Brookins in Fort Loramie tonight, 10 Elm Street, on the web, brookinspub.com. Delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Oh, it's a raucous here at Anna. Excellent crowd. Not a sellout. Probably 85-90% full. For Sales Tigers have just been introduced. Austin Toner, the fifth man out. We'll run down the Versailles starting 5 momentarily. Here come the Anna Rockets. Anna in the home white, green numerals, green trim. Versailles Tigers, the road black, orange numbers outlined in white. Isaac Leininger starts at guard, 6-foot senior. Also out front, Mark Bixler, 5'11 senior, with Riley Yulskamp, a 5'10 senior. Along the front line, Cameron Stewart, 6'2" senior, and Justin Murray, a 6'4 senior. Opening 5 for the Versailles Tigers, Ryan Martin, 6'3 senior, Austin Toner, a 6'6 senior. Also in the opening 5, Dakota Nasker, a 6'2" senior, Michael Stammen, a 5'11 senior,
and the fifth starter for the Versailles Tigers is Connor Van Skyock, a six-foot senior. Stauman leads Versailles in scoring at 18. Vixler leads Anna in scoring at just under 14, but a lot of other players chip in, and it could be one of those young men, Chuck, who goes a long way to helping decide the outcome of this game.
It usually is. You got your stars that play like stars, and then you got that perimeter guy that comes out and has a game, and that's usually what helps win. This is a toss-up. I can't tell you who should win this basketball game.
It's a toss-up. The boys' tournament draw is 1 week from tomorrow. So the Anna Rockets, who play in the Dayton Area Division III along with Versailles, would love to improve their stock with a big win tonight here at home over the state's number one ranked team in Division III. Anna gets the opening tap to kick it off. It goes to Bixler, top of the circle, to Stewart at the foul line. Fall away, 15-footer short. Good offensive rebound. Justin Murray in and out on the shot. Tough break. Anna with another offensive board. How about that? Gilskamp scrapped hard low on the right. Boy, Anna with two shots, which did everything but go in to start the game. On a weave, it's Gilskamp. Give and go to Stewart. Knocked away by Versailles. It's loose. Knocked to midcourt. And Stewart gobbles it up for Anna. On the arc to Leininger. Feeds near side to Bixler, who looks inside for Murray. Anna's had the ball for almost a minute. Hasn't scored. Gilskamp weaves through the top of the circle. Picked up by Stauman. Near side to Bixler. Wide open. His three-point shot off the back rim. Rebound Martin of Versailles. It looked to me like, Chuck, Stauman was guarding Gilskamp that first trip down for Anna. Stauman was on Gilskamp most of the time. Traveling call on Versailles at the center stripe. Tigers turn it over against some Anna pressure. Riley Gilskamp, 30 feet away on the right, pitches back to Murray. Murray swings it to Bixler, wants to post up. Murray on the arc won't shoot. Bixler comes out to catch. Feeds it near side to Gilskamp. Right corner Leininger. Versailles very tough defensively. Tigers give up little ground. Pick and roll. It's a beauty. It is Bixler to Stewart. Missed the chippy. Rebound good by Murray.
What a strong rebound by Murray.
And we've got a violation at the end of the floor. Did Versailles step in too soon?
Stepped in. Getting ready to throw a pass in and saw there was a defender.
Versailles tried a hurry-up maneuver. On that Anna basket, there were probably seven players clustered in the lane. Versailles tried to get a quick run out. Stepped over the line on the inbounds throw. Anna's got the ball back. We played nearly 2 minutes. It's 2-0. Ball thrown to Murray. Mid-post, back to the basket, on the arc to Leininger. He sprints into the lane, on the arc to Stewart. A good pass, a good shot. It goes in. Three-pointer. That was a drive and dish by Leininger. 5-0 Anna. Versailles to midcourt, it's Nasker. Bounce pass, left flank to Martin. Finds Toner open low on the left. His bank shot is rolling through. Nice post-up by Austin Toner.
Nice shot.
Only averaging between 5 and 6. He got Versailles' first bucket. 5-2 Rockets, 5.5 to go first quarter. Gilskamp 30 feet away. Near side to Leininger. Leininger looks inside, no one home. Versailles tight man-to-man. Stauman on Gilskamp. Here's Bixler foul line. Almost shot it. Fed it back to Leininger. Ducks under on the arc. Doesn't let it go. Stewart left wing. Leininger head of the key. Gilskamp 25 feet away on the right. Ball lobbed to Murray mid-post against Toner. Spin move Murray. Up and under with the left hand. No good. Good defense by Toner. Tough shot. Here comes Versailles mid-court. Nefsker. 5 minutes left opening period. 5-2 Anna. Here is Stauman handling against Gilskamp. Stauman 30 feet out. Goes to Nefsker. Back to Michael Stauman on the arc. Stewart runs at him. A good hedge by Anna, forcing Stauman to give it up. That's going to be a rule of thumb for Anna defensively. If Stauman does give up the ball, don't let him get it back.
Well, that's easier said than done, unfortunately.
Sure. Well, Versailles, stymied momentarily, continues to play pitch and catch on the arc. Here's a bullet pass down inside, intended for the cutter. Nasker, broken up by Bixler, nearly intercepted.
out of bounds to Versailles. 4 minutes, 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. 5-2 Anna. Very slow offensive start. Long pass thrown in by Versailles to midcourt. Popped up in the air by Bixler. Recovered by Martin of Versailles. To Van Skyock. Now to Stammen, 30 feet away. Pick and roll for Toner. Good defense inside by Anna. Ball thrown back out on the arc. Long three ball. Nafster got it. Tied at 5. Toner found the open player. Good pass by the postman, Austin Toner. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. Here's Murray, here's Stewart. Left wing, Hulskamp for Anna. Backs down, Stammen. Goes to Bixler. Bixler being guarded by the taller Nafster. Oh, what a drive by Bart. Beautiful play. Layup is in. Through traffic, Bart Bixler. That was Bixler Deluxe.
Well, like I said in the pregame, he gets to the rim as well as anybody in the area.
Here's Stammen driving in the lane. He penetrates. Dishes off to the wide-open player, Martin. He missed a gimme. Rebound and a three-on-three. Stolen by Stammen. Intercepted by Stewart. Shot no good. Stick back, Bixler. Yes. Good follow action by Anna around the rim. 9-5 Rockets. It all started with a miss of a chippy by Versailles.
Yeah, I don't know how he missed that one.
Here's Nafster at midcourt, picked up by Leidinger. Bounce pass 30 feet away to Van Skyock. Dribble drive, top of the circle. Almost walked, gave it up to Toner. Now Martin. Ryan Martin, number 11, guarded by Stewart. 2:50 left, first quarter, 9-5 Anna. Here's Dakota Nafster, looking in the middle, no one home. Nafster now retreats. Outside the arc, left flank, Van Skyock at the elbow. Throws it to midcourt. Versailles almost goes over and back. It's saved to Stammen. Stammen blisters his way down the lane. Scattered floor. Late dish, Van Skyock. Layup is in.
Boy.
Bixler counters for Anna. Off to Murray. Fumbled it. Versailles has the steal. Last Tigers basket was made available because of a scattered floor situation. A quick long three by Stammen. No good off the back brace. The rebound poked out of bounds by Anna. All the way down to 2:14 to go. First quarter, Anna 9, Versailles 7. Isaiah Masteller is checked in for the Rockets, a 6'2 junior, a sharpshooter. Had a good game behind the arc last night against Jackson Center. Here's Stammen, shake and bake on the arc, wants to drive on Hulskamp. Shut off in the lane by Murray. Throws it to the three-point shooter, Ryan Martin. Short on the shot, and Anna's got it. Masteller explodes into the lane, twisting, turning, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Versailles, Anna possession.
He got to the rim really well, but that was going to be a real tough shot.
Yeah, these finishes after these hard drives are difficult because these teams help so well down in the paint area. They make even hard driving layups even tougher. Mark Bixler, top of the circle for Anna. He splits a couple defenders, fumbled the ball. Nafster slapped it off Bixler's knee. It goes out of bounds to Versailles.
Might have been a little contact, but they're letting them play, so I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, it's an Anna Versailles MAC football game in late September.
Well, if that's the case, then we're going to have a running clock in the second half.
That's the way it was for the Anna running clockettes, they were called. Little pick and roll. Stammen right down the middle of the Anna defense. Laid it up way short. That was an example. He had a layup distance, but it was challenged. Bixler right back for Anna. He drives. He's got it stripped. But both teams tougher than nails defensively. Tigers have the ball. Wide open player, deep right corner. Stammen around one, two men. Layup is good. Foul on Anna.
That was Eli McElDowney.
Eli McElDowney, not Stammen. McElDowney in off the bench. Beautiful drive from the right corner. The 5'11 sophomore. A chance now to give the Versailles Tigers a 10-9 lead.
He did a shot fake on Stewart. He bit on it and he got to the rim.
Free throw was not close though. Versailles doesn't shoot him very well. Only about 64.5% as a team. Here's Hulskamp, top of the key. Outside the arc to Masteller. 55 seconds to go in the first. We're tied at 9. Masteller wants to drive on McElDowney. He stopped in the lane. Stewart on the arc. He wants to drive. Oh, what a great wraparound feed to Murray. Layup is good. That was a pass and a half right there. Pocket pass extraordinaire by Anna, which leads 11-9. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's a great drive by Staubman. Herky jerky down the lane, up with the left hand. Got it, and a foul.
That's as good a shot as you're going to see all season.
Oh, he survived. He survived menacing contact, Chuck, on that drive to the rim.
Switched hands, put it in his left hand, banked it.
Went high off the backboard above the window, came right down through the net, didn't touch the rim, and he was clobbered to boot. He's got a free throw for the Tigers in the lead. Front rim, backboard, it trickles through. 12-11 Versailles, 28 seconds left, first quarter. Midcourt, Hillscamp for Anna. Anna will play for one. Rockets have got Masteller and Leininger, opposite sides of the floor from Hillscamp. Bixler's on the bench getting a breather. Kovacs and Stewart in the opposite corners of the court on the baseline. Masteller, step back three. High Archer. Yes! With 2 seconds to go. Can Versailles get a shot off? Here's a Staubman heave. It goes 60 feet in the air. Wide right. Isaiah Masteller hoisted in a triple with 2 seconds left in the opening stanza. And a 14 for sales 12 on scores.broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, what a start to this game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Anna 14 Versailles 12, thanks to a long 24-foot three-pointer from the head of the key by Isaiah Masteller with 2 seconds to go in the period. And Chuck, as you were displaying for me, there was a hand right in his eyeballs.
Yeah, the defense was right there. He just made a heck of a shot. And this is just the opposite of last Saturday. It was Versailles that scored at the end of every quarter
right
to take the lead. This time, Anna got the lead with the last shot.
Yeah, Versailles had a knack against Fort Loramie at Versailles last Saturday evening of ending each period with a made field goal. And right away to start the second quarter, a Staubman to Martin pass on the right side of the floor goes through Martin's hands as he looked away. Here's Masteller on a drive down the floor for Anna. He barrels in from the right flank. Ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds.
And we got Ben Kovacs in. He only played just a little bit last night in mop-up time.
Ben on the floor, a 6'2 junior, 180-pounder. Oh, here's Stewart. He's free. Baseline left, all the way to the cup. 2 points.
They faked the handoff, took it to the rim.
Wow, what a play by Stewart. Sleight of hand maneuver. Boy, he faked out the Versailles defense. Nifty drive by Stewart on the inbounds play. Well executed by Anna, which leads 16-12. Staubman steps back. Nobody in the middle of the floor, so he lets go a 30-footer almost. Missed it. Long rebound. Versailles still has it. Interception. Telegraph pass. Masteller to the rim. Up and in. Isaiah Masteller making a mark on this game for Anna, which is bolted on top of 6, 18-12. A minute gone, second quarter. Not sure why Staubman took that long three last trip down, Chuck.
Well, I don't know, except he's got as much confidence as anybody you'll ever see.
So early in the possession. Here's Martin, here's Staubman. Hillscamp on him like a glove. Staubman drives, baseline right, double teamed at the rim, overshoots, loose ball rebound, Masteller. He barges down the floor, running one-hander, lift the rim and came out. Rebound to Staubman of Versailles. Tough break for Anna. That ball was in and somehow snapped out. 90 seconds gone, second quarter. Staubman has been getting into the lane, Chuck, but then he's doubled, even tripled near the basket.
Yeah, the basket he made was a circus shot.
Yes. Anna trying to make life as difficult for Staubman as possible. He's a marked man. So is Mark Bixler for Anna. Here's a pass down inside by Versailles. Good feet on the play. Staubman finds Nafker. Easy layup.
Somebody lost him. That was poor defense. Good look by Staubman, though.
Chuck, I saw Bart Bixler go out in the first quarter with what appeared to be a gimpy leg.
Yeah. We haven't seen him back.
He's still on the bench. Long three, high left. Hulskamp shoots it high in the air off the back rim. It almost went over the corner of the backboard out of bounds. Versailles caught it. Comes down the floor to Martin. Martin at the elbow on the left. 4-point lead, Anna. We played 2.5 in the second quarter. Staubman with a quick shot. A few possessions ago for Versailles. That was a quick shot right there by Hulskamp of Anna. Here's a drive to the rim by Nafker. He misses it. Rebound slapped into the corner. Run down by Toner. Versailles saved the possession and gets a timeout. 5:21 to go in the second. 18-14, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Chuck, as we return to action, we've got 5:21 to go in the second quarter. Anna 18, Versailles 14. You just made a very interesting comment about today here at Anna High School.
Well, I was wondering how many times a number one team has played in a girls in the afternoon and another number one team boys came into the same gym to play that night. But it can't happen very often.
No, but it did February 1st, 2020.
There right? You go. And Bart Bixler's back in the game.
Bart on the floor, a hooking foul at midcourt, I think, on Masteller, who tried to steal the ball from the Versailles player. Common personal. Versailles has not picked up a foul yet in this game. Three on Anna. 5 minutes left in the second quarter of play. Versailles has the ball in the arc. Good feed down inside to Toner. Oh, what a block by Murray from behind. Toner had nearly a stuff, and Murray crammed it. Masteller, forecourt right for Anna. Far left side to Bixler. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Bixler back on the floor after appearing to stoving a foot a little bit in that first period. Masteller has the ball high over his head, goes cross-court to Leininger, behind the back on the dribble, takes the defender in the lane.
Wow.
A looping one-hander is good. Oh, what a play by Leininger.
That's his first shot.
Woo.
Over top of Toner, he had to change the shot.
What a play by Isaac Leininger of the Anna Rockets. Hard to describe that one. He corkscrewed himself into the paint. Then he had to lift and shoot it over Toner at 6'6". And little Isaac Leininger got it done. I say little. He stands about 6 feet tall, but he really leaped to pump that one in. Beautiful play by Leininger. And then Versailles, a quick trigger from Staubman, a bomb off the back rim, and the ball is jabbed out of bounds by Anna, far side of the floor.
I will tell you what I know for a fact. Staubman not hitting right now. Staubman won't stop shooting.
No, he can't. He's the leading scorer on this team, 18 points a game. He's got to continue to fire. Here is Versailles rolling out its offense on this possession. Van Skyak cross court to Nafker. 3 minutes, 51 seconds to go, second quarter, 20-14, Anna. I still marvel at that last play by Isaac Leininger. I tell you what, Chuck, he's got to be at least second team all Shelby County League this year.
I don't think there's any doubt.
No. Nafker straight away, a little avenue down the lane to the rim, around Masteller, left it short. Good defense at the last second by Anna. Then the Rockets lose it at midcourt. Ryan Martin comes back. Driving layup, good by Martin. Called for traveling. No goal. I don't know if I saw that one.
I'll tell you, who doesn't like the call? The Versailles bench.
Oh, boy. What a drive by Ryan Martin. We had a lot of contact at midcourt. Versailles clouded the ball away from the Anna player. No foul. Versailles went the other way. Driving layup, but Martin was good. Might have been fouled, but it was determined he walked before he scored. A lot of action, no production on the scoreboard. Anna still up six. 3 minutes left, first half. Chance to go up eight. Bixler into the lane. His pocket is picked, taken away by Versailles. Bad pass up the floor. Masteller on the steal. 3-on-3. Oh, what a difference maker. Isaiah Masteller.
How quick was that?
Terrific driving layup. And it explodes to an 8-point lead. How many for Isaiah?
He's got 7.
Masteller coming on like gangbusters in the second quarter for Anna. Here's Dakota Nasker to stop it at midcourt. He falls down, lost the ball. Anna's got it. Rockets through it 60 feet and out of bounds. Anna tried to get a quick strike,
yep,
but nobody was home.
That was an excitement turnover.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Anna got a little too pumped up after forcing the steal of Stahman. Stahman was double-teamed at midcourt, almost fell into backcourt, gave the ball up, and then away Anna went. But the pass went out of bounds. Stahman near side. Open three-point look. It's online. Too long. It hit the heel. Kicked out to Masteller. He's tied up. Arrow favors Anna. 2:06 left. Second quarter. Isaiah Masteller has... We knew he was quick, Chuck. He's shown us even more lightning-like speed tonight than we knew he had.
He went through three people that last time down there. I don't know how he got through.
And Anna's up 8, 22-14. Here's Bixler. A pass to the far side of the floor. Nearly picked off by Versailles. Oh, Nasker was off and running.
Yeah, you can see that one coming.
Ben Ruhenkamp in off the bench for the Versailles Tigers. He had a very good game, 11 points last night off the bench to lead Versailles to the 46-43 victory over Minster. 1:45 to go in the second. Anna on the arc. It's Leininger. It's Bixler. Now Leininger high left. Inside the arc. Ducks under. A leaner by Leininger. Might have been fouled. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound for Sales. And the rebounder is floored. That is a foul.
Yep. Leininger got him.
Tell you what, the referees are allowing every fairly difficult, hard drive to the basket when you're double-teamed. They're allowing the defense to play it out.
Yep, I like that. They're consistent. They're letting it go both ways. Versailles still doesn't have a foul.
No, that's amazing. I don't think we've had a real, true, legitimate blocking foul against the defense in the lane.
No.
Here's Ben Ruhenkamp, top of the circle. Eli McElnatty, dribble drive into the lane. Throws on the arc to Connor Vanskayak. Versailles has been limited to 14 points. Oh, what a pass. Good throw by Dakota Nasker to the cutting McElnatty. A splendid shot with the left hand as he was gliding down the left side of the lane. Here's Stewart in the paint area for Anna. Ducks underneath the defender. Missed it badly. Long rebound, though, Anna.
Not sure what he was doing with that one. All he had to do was lay it in.
Yeah, Cameron tried to flip it up there with a one hand, thinking he had to go quickly, when really he had another split second to work. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Anna still with the ball, though, as they got the rebound off the Stewart miss. Bixler foul line on the arc to Juleskamp. 30 feet away on the play to Masteller. I'm not sure Bart Bixler's totally 100%. Bixler navigates the middle. 20 seconds to go, first half. First half. Well, if you're Anna, Chuck, you don't want to give Versailles the last look.
Nope, you go ahead and get a shot.
Yep.
Either you're up 6 or you're up 8 or 9.
Right. High post Stewart, 15 feet away, 8 seconds to go. He starts a drive, running one-hander, deflected, caught by Anna, thrown on the arc to Leininger, shot blocked, recovery by Versailles. Here's a long 70-footer. It almost went in. Hit the back of the rim. Who shot that? Was it Vanskayak?
That was Vanskayak, yes.
Wow. What a first half. It's a MAC football score at the break. 22-16, Anna over Versailles. Love the way the referees are calling this game. They're allowing contact. If you take it into the paint, into the teeth of the defense. If you try to drive it to the rim, you'd better survive a bump or two. You're going to get double teamed, and somehow, some way, you better get the ball up and in while being fouled a little bit, because those personal fouls aren't being called, and it's going both ways very evenly.
Right, and every shot they're getting, you got to change it, because nobody's just getting to the rim to lay it in.
No.
You've got to change the shot.
Oh, what a first two quarters of play. Anna up six. Versailles had a brief lead there very late in the first quarter before Masteller wiped out that one-point deficit for Anna and dropped in a long three-point bomb at the end of the first 8 minutes. It was 14-12, Anna after one, 22-16, Anna after two. Back with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, 22-16 Anna over the state's number one ranked boys D3 team for sales. 6-point lead Rockets. Chuck, how did Anna get it done?
Well, they have a 13-10 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it over 7 times. Rockets turned it over 6. For the intensity of the defense, that is neither one of those are bad numbers. I could go to the free throw shooting. Anna didn't take any. Versailles 1-for-1. Individual scoring, Nafsker scored 5 for Versailles. McElDowney off the bench had 4. He really kind of sparked them a little bit. Stammen only had 3. They got 2 from Van Skyok. They got 2 from Toner. They scored 12-4, 16 points at the half. And on the other side, Masteller off the bench matched McElDowney. He had 7. They got 5 from Cam Stewart, 4 from Bart Bixler. They got 4 from Justin Murray, who I thought had a terrific first half. They got 2 from Leininger. Muleskamp didn't score. They scored 14-8. They lead it 22-16 at the half.
Chuck, as we hinted in the pregame, we thought there was a chance that players like Van Skyok, Stammen, Bixler, Muleskamp might cancel each other out, and a role player or two could step up and make a difference. Off the bench, Masteller for Anna. Off the bench, McElDowney for Versailles.
Yep, that's what you get in games like this. And, you really kind of expect Masteller, to me, is a 5A. He's a starter. He just doesn't start when the game starts.
Right.
But, boy, he was terrific in the first half. The defense on both sides is intense. They're beating the heck out of each other. If you're going to go to the rim, boy, you better have your big boy pants on. I thought the officiating was fine in the first half.
Sure, sure. You better have your big boy pants on. I love that. Great description. If you're going to drive it into the teeth of these two defenses, you can't wilt. You're going to have to survive contact to make a layup, and you're going to have to change hands and corkscrew
right
on the way to the rim to have a chance to get it to go down.
Keep your eye on the rim. Forget about the contact, and just go ahead and shoot it like you're the only one on the floor.
Right. And amazingly, through the first 16 minutes, the Versailles Tigers have not, in the scorebook, committed a foul yet.
Yeah, that's what Scott Ward. I said, hey, no fouls. They had no fouls. He said, called.
Oh, what a game. About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Heck, heck of a contest tonight here at Anna. Excellent crowd, about 85% full. 22-16 Anna over Versailles. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site service for student athletes. About 2.5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Anna 22, Versailles 16. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com recognizes a couple cheerleaders thanks to Local Equipment, which promotes students' academic success here on Scores. It's done so since our start way back in 2006. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. That happened way back in 1982. And here tonight, Local Equipment recognizes Anna sophomore cheerleader Emily Guggen. Emily Guggen, let me correct that. It's pronounced Guggen. Emily Guggen, G-O-G-U-E-N, E-M-M-A-L-Y, excuse me, Emily Guggen, a daughter of Suzanne Balling, 3.6 GPA for Emily, active in Spanish club. She cheers all sports. She loved the sciences. She participates in FCCLA. Not sure where she'll study for college, but she'd like to pursue pre-med. For Versailles, junior cheerleader Morgan Slater, daughter of Kathy and Dale, participates in FCA, Varsity V, French Club Yearbook, formerly student council, 3.4 GPA, will complete a transfer program at Wright State Lake in Salina and likely pursue the business field. Emily Guggen, sophomore cheerleader at Anna. Morgan Slater, junior cheerleader at Versailles, highlighted tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and Scores BrokenBridgeBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
And again, Emily Gogan, sophomore cheerleader at Anna. Morgan Slater, junior cheerleader at Versailles, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment. Thank you so much, all the staff and associates at LaCal, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 without the support from LaCal. Versailles Tigers start the third quarter. Open player, Van Skyock, 14-foot jumper outside the lane in the left. No good. He missed it. And the rebound comes away to Anna. Quickly in the paint, it's Murray. Took a feed from Bixler. Oh, look at that nice move by Justin Murray.
He's continuing where he's left off at the first half. He had a terrific half.
Oh, he's got to compete for Dancing with the Stars, Chuck. He tiptoed across the lane, took the bounce pass from Bixler, and slipped it up and in off the window with the left hand. Anna's got its biggest lead, 8 points, 24-16. Here's Stammen in the left corner, blisters his way along the baseline and makes a neat driving layup, beautifully done by Michael Stammen of Versailles. 24-18. Anna in the lead by six. Bixler on the arc. Bixler gives it up to teammate Leininger near side, Riley Uelskamp. He still bounces. Stammen on him. When Stammen's got the ball, Uelskamp is on Stammen. Now Uelskamp rotates left. He's at the point. Outside the arc. Goes into Murray once more. Challenged by Toner and Van Skyock. They knock it away. That time Murray couldn't get to the well. Stammen down the floor for Versailles. Stops and pops. Three-point land. Swish. He's got it. Michael Stammen shook free. 24-21. Anna by three. Five straight points for the Tigers. Bixler on the arc. Goes into Murray. He spins around Toner once more. Great shot, fake foul. Toner, Murray will get two. Tell you what, Chuck, the head fake, the shot fake by Murray enabled him to get the two-shot foul.
Well, we talked about it. You got somebody taller than you. You can't give them space. You got to get into them, and that's what he's doing.
Free throw, Murray, and a bullseye. He's got it.
First foul on Versailles, first free throw shot by the Rockets.
25-21, four-point lead. Anna Murray again. Yes, sir. 26-21. Anna in the lead by five. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Up across the timeline for the Versailles Tigers, Dakota Nafter. He's hemmed in, doubled, cornered. Wow. Leininger and Stewart all over him. A last-second timeout by Versailles. 5:53 to go in the third. Anna up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Up here we go. Play back in. Ball lobbed on the floor by Ryan Martin in the backcourt to Dakota Nafter. Outside the arc of the left to Martin. Here's a baseline cut, but Stammen. Martin hits him. Stammen got too far beyond the rim and couldn't lift it through. And then barging up over the timeline, Uelskamp meets resistance from Stammen, who fouls.
Yeah, kind of a frustration foul. He'll probably make that shot under the basket 7 out of 10 times.
Oh, for sure. Maybe even 8 out of 10 times. 5:38 to go, third quarter. 26-21, five-point lead. Anna, Bixler on the arc. Has Bart scored in this game, Chuck?
Yeah, he scored early. Where is he? He has four.
Bixler high right with the ball at the point. Straightaway Leininger outside the arc, Uelskamp. Left corner, Stewart. Ball high overhead. Anna came out on a mission third quarter, Chuck, to dump it down inside to Murray against Toner. Here's Stewart. Here's Murray, mid-post. Almost got a moving screen from Bixler. Fed it to Stewart. Right corner, Leininger. Rises, shoots the three. It bangs off the rim and backboard, no good. Yanked down by Toner of Versailles. Five-point game. Tigers trail, 4:50 left, third quarter, big possession. Here's Stauman, bouncing on the arc, double team. Gives it up straight away to Martin, who shoots the three. Switcheroo! That's what happens when you double team Stauman and leave Ryan Martin open.
That was deep, but he had a real good look at it.
Martin is a 30% three-point shooter. Lead down to two for Anna. Drive of Bixler in a crowd. Can't get it to go. Versailles off and running. Stauman down the floor. Slips into the lane. Feeds it left corner. Martin shot fake. Doesn't let it go. Two-point contest. Versailles can shoot a three for the lead here. Halfway through the third quarter. High right. Connor Vanskayak on top to Toner. Left side, Nasker. Versailles' biggest lead in this game. 8 points so far. Nafker hits the cutter, Vanskayak. Versailles still in the arc, coming out to get it. Stauman. Hjulskamp meets him. Stauman wants to go down the lane. Stripped on the play by Hjulskamp. Anna back and running. Three on three. Oh, what a bounce pass to Bixler. He smacked from behind. Two free throws. Couldn't tell what happened to Stauman, Chuck, on the drive. Did he bounce it off somebody's leg?
Hjulskamp got a hand on it.
Hjulskamp tipped it away. That's how I described it. 3:46 to go, third quarter. Bixler, two free throws. Anna, first one, yes.
That foul was on Vanskayak, and I'll tell you what, that was a good foul.
Sure was.
Made sure he was not going to get the ball in.
Anna, 16 of 18 at the line last night. Red hot again this evening.
4 of 4.
How about that? 20 of 22 for Anna over two nights at the free throw stripe. 24-20. Anna up four. 3:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Stauman met by Leininger and Hjulskamp in backcourt. Runs up the left side of the floor. Boy, Anna making him work, and they force a steal. It goes from Hjulskamp to Leininger. Fast shot by Leininger near the rim. Short, no good. Rebound on the play by Versailles. Stauman, and I can't tell what happened. And Anna player hit the floor hard. Looked like Stauman threw an elbow. Bixler went down. We've got a whistle. No decision yet. I think it's going to go on Bixler in backcourt.
Wow. They play on the same AAU team. They know each other very well. I think that was heated for a second, and now they're kind of smiling at each other.
Possession, Tigers in backcourt. Hjulskamp all over Stauman. Hjulskamp toe-to-toe with him. Nose-to-nose with him. Stauman at midcourt. 3:17 to go, third quarter. Anna crowd on its feet. Rockets by four. Here is Stewart at midcourt. Knocks it away from Martin. Martin gets it back. Scattered floor. Versailles advantage. Three-point shot, Vanskayak. No good off the rim. Long rebound, Nasker. Baseline drive. Shoots it. Missed it. Offensive foul. Offensive foul. Nasker, Versailles.
28-24, and you would think, ho-hum. This game has been intense.
Extremely intense. With a big capital I on the front of that word. Intensity supreme. Anna leads. 2:48 to go, third quarter. 28-24. Stewart, Hjulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hjulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
Almost out of bounds was Hjulskamp in front of the Anna bench. Rockets, who've led by eight, now lead by seven. Here's Stauman, mid-range, wants to drive on Bixler, takes it to the rack. Layup, overshoots it. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound, Anna, down to Stewart. Stewart, Leininger, shot fake. Anna brings it back out. 2:10 to go, third quarter, Anna up seven. Boy, Anna's done a number on Stauman. Anna's been physical. Bixler baseline left. Into the paint area. Spin move. Up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky. Shake and bake. Anna by nine.
Biggest lead.
33-24 Rockets. A minute 48 to go, third quarter. Two outstanding plays in a row by Anna. The last by Bixler. Three-point shot, Martin for Versailles. Way short. Long rebound. Who gets it? Tigers got it back. Anna should have tracked that down. Give a little more credit to Versailles for hustle. Here's Stammen into the paint. Dishes right corner. Nasker open. Missed it off the rim. Up and over the backboard.
Michael Stammen, when he wakes up in the morning, he's going to know he was in a war.
Oh, boy. Stammen is huffing and puffing. Everybody is.
Oh, yeah. But, boy, he's taking some shots.
Yeah, and has really worked him over. I don't know how else to describe it, Chuck.
No.
Minute 18 to go, third quarter, 33-24, Anna. Here's a bad pass by Anna, almost stolen by McElnowney. Anna gets it back. Bixler cross-court to Masteller. He probes the middle, backs up, shoots the three. Got it! Got it! Isaiah Masteller, NBA 3, 28-footer. My goodness gracious. Anna on fire, up 12. Isaiah Masteller, a young man possessed.
What a play that was.
46 seconds to go, third quarter. Stammen rips his way down the lane. Great driving layup goes in and a foul. Michael Stammen. Spectacular play by Versailles. 36-26 with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter.
You need to get another guy on the line, or you're giving Versailles an offensive rebound here.
Stammen for the three-point play. Rimmed it. Weak side rebound, though, by Versailles. To the lane, Martin missed a five-footer, a gimme. Rebound, McElnowney. Tigers still have it. McElnowney, bobble it, got it back. Driving layup, no good. Rebound, Stewart, Anna. Frenzied pace. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Bullet pass to Leininger. Shot fake. Up, no good. Tip Stewart, no good. Rebound, Masteller. Anna still got it. Masteller to Bixler. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna up 10. Highly physical basketball game. Bixler down the lane. Layup is in. Bixler for two. Midcourt Stammen hurls it. No good. What's been called by the referee? Anything?
Called a foul on Uhlskamp. They're going to let him shoot three free throws.
That was silly. Riley Uhlskamp may have committed a foul on a three-point shot by Versailles Stammen from 55 feet. The call was made. The shots are awarded. These are big. It's a 12-point game. It's an 11-point game. First of three, but Stammen is good. That was the correct call. Uhlskamp a little too aggressive in backcourt. Second shot, Stammen. Swish. 38-28 in favor of Anna. Third quarter has expired. Second shot by Stammen. You can count it. All of them right through. Well, instead of a 38-26 and a lead at the end of three, it's 38-29 because the official properly made the call. Michael Stammen tried to hurl up a running 55-footer, and his arm was jerked by Uhlskamp.
Yeah.
And he was awarded three free throws. He made them all. Third quarter is closed out here on Scorers Broadcast. We'd like to let you know we're on the air thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. New underwriting sponsors include Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Chuck, don't know how else to describe it. It's a blistering pace.
It's Anna's pace.
Yes. Highly intense game. Extremely physical. Very well refereed. And we said in the pregame, if it got to the 50s, it was Anna's contest, we might get to the 50s before it's over.
If Anna gets to 50, they'll win the game.
Yeah. 38-29 Rockets. Versailles needed to keep it in the 40s, like last night. When the Tigers beat Minster 46-43. Here's Stammen with a steal at the top of the circle. Stewart stole it back. Fed it to Masteller. Long three ball in the air. Short, no good. Rebound swatted, recovered by Versailles. Tigers down 9 with the ball in backcourt. And a full-court press. Ball knocked away by Hjulstamp into the lap of Bixler. Bixler on the arc, spins in the lane, to the rim, he's fouled, he'll get 2.
I don't know if I've seen a game where more people have had to stand up to go back, to go to the free throw line, because you're getting nothing free.
Chuck, the pace and action are unbelievably, what, frenetic?
Yeah, frenetic is a good word.
Yep. Free throw, Bart Bixler got it.
Glad you're listening to us, but boy, you're missing one if you're not here watching this thing.
Hopefully my voice holds out. Free throw Bixler, good. Anna's not missed at the stripe. Bixler again, around and out. Oh, and a rebound by McElDowney of Versailles. 39-29, Anna up 10. 7:20 to go in the game. Stauman to midcourt. Bixler on him. Boy, Stauman has got to put points on the scoreboard here in the fourth.
Well, he had a 10-point third quarter.
Here's Stauman around the screen. Down the lane against Stewart. Foul, Stewart. And that's what Stauman is so good at doing. We saw it late in the fourth quarter last Saturday when Fort Loramie lost to Versailles.
This will be 6-7 for him now from the free throw line.
He made 3 free throws after time expired, ending the third quarter. 2 free throws, Stauman, a lot of rim, it's good. 39-30, Anima 9, 7:08 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot by Stauman, 4 dribbles, it's in the air, yes. 39-31, Anna's lead is 8. Chuck, the team that takes care of the ball better down the stretch will win.
Well, Anna hasn't turned it over in this quarter or this half, and Versailles has only turned it 3 times.
Each team's offense under so much duress.
2-3 zone now by Versailles.
And Anna may air it out a little bit. Here's Bixler, right corner, Hjulstamp. Hjulstamp has the ball kicked on the play by the Tigers.
You need to attack. You can't sit out there and settle for threes at this point.
No.
You need to attack the basket.
Exactly. You shoot threes, you'll probably get beat. Ball inbounded to Bixler, loops it on the arc to Masteller against McElDowney. Ben Ruhenkamp's on the floor off the bench now for Versailles as well. Toner on the sideline.
Now they're going back to man.
Baseline right, Stewart squares up, goes beneath the rim, reverse layup with the left.
Oh.
Is a beauty. What a play by Cam Stewart. Wow. Boy, he used the rim to shield the post player for Versailles. 41-31, Anna. Here's a bad pass by Versailles. Masteller gets a hand on it. Is it going to be a tie-up? Yes. Arrow Tigers. 6:14 to go. 41-31, Anna by 10. Tell you what, Chuck, these officials have been marvelous.
I agree.
Inbounding Ryan Martin right in front of the Tigers bench.
And a good job by Coach Swank not calling a timeout because he knew it was his possession.
Little conversation going on. Coach Swank, Hjulstamp, and Stauman.
I'm sure it was friendly.
All good. 25 feet away, Ruhenkamp. Cross court to Stauman. Straight on Nasker. 10-point lead, Anna. 6 minutes to go. Nasker being hounded at midcourt by Masteller. Nasker in trouble. 5-second count. 5-second count. Violation.
That was Isaiah Masteller defensively.
Tell you what, he is your Anna player of the game, Chuck.
So far.
Isaiah Masteller off the bench offensively, defensively. He has dazzled.
Justin Murray's been awfully good, too.
Justin Murray has had maybe his best all-around game. Here's Riley Hjulstamp, 35 feet away. Team foul situation, 5 on Versailles. In 2 more, Anna shoots. Bixler top of the key. Dribbles. Works his defender in the lane. Bank shot, rimmed. Stick back, Bixler, rimmed. Ball volleyballed around. Versailles gets it. Bart Bixler would love to have those two back. Crucial possession, Tigers. Down 10, 5:17 to go. Stauman gets a screen, pick and roll, nothing doing. Hjulstamp and Stewart on him. Stauman forced that. That was a crooked 28-footer off to the left. Easy rebound, Anna. down to Bixler. Dives into the lane. On the arc to Yuleskamp. No reason to shoot it quickly on this possession.
You know, 5 minutes looks like nothing to for Sales. It looks like all the time in the world.
Oh, Yuleskamp down the lane off to Stewart. Driving layup. No good. Stick back. Rimmed out. Tough break. Rebound, wow. Tigers. Yuleskamp made it happen. Nifty drive. Stewart had two looks after Bixler had two looks the previous time down. Still a 10-point game. Stauman foul line. Herky-jerky move. Left-hand shot in the lane. A bad one. No good. He shot it with the left. Couldn't get it to go. Anna at midcourt. Yuleskamp is tied up. Possession arrow. Anna. Michael Stauman, Chuck, is putting this whole Versailles team on his back.
Yeah, he has, and the last couple of shots he's taken are not real good shots.
No, they're not typical Michael Stauman shots at all. I don't know if you'd try him in a game of horse.
Well, I was getting ready to say, he's taking some horse, I have to, watch how I said, horse shots.
4:17 to go, fourth quarter. Anna up 10, 41-31. Yuleskamp cross court to Leininger. Anna's going to spread the floor. Five team fouls on Versailles. Deep left corner, Masteller. Uh-oh, he got a little tight on the boundary. Good defense by Ben Ruenkamp. Masteller's out of bounds.
Well, Versailles came out, and this time they set up a 1-2-2, and they were trapping out of it.
Tell you what, Chuck, last six possessions, three each way, nobody scored.
Nothing.
We're stuck at 10. 4 minutes to go, 41-31 Anna. Here's Eli McEldowney, left flank. Goes foul line to Ruenkamp. He slips down the lane, driving layup, curls out, no good, but he's chopped up on the arm. Ben Ruenkamp's got two for Versailles. 3:50 to go in the fourth. Couple of foul shots will trim it to eight.
Tigers 7 of 8 from the free throw line tonight.
Very good free throw shooting in this game. Each team has missed just one. Still one as Ruenkamp sinks it. 41-32. Anna by 9. Second shot coming here for Ben Ruenkamp. On the way, off the flange, rebound yanked down by Riley Yuleskamp of Anna. Jones a 9-point edge.
Anna needs to score this possession.
And head coach Nate Barhorst gets a timeout. 3:43 remaining. Anna in front. It's not real comfortable. It's 9, under 4 to go on scores.broadcast.com.
The gem in Ritchie, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Ritchie, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Ritchie.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Ritchie Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Chuck, thanks to Matt Zerker once again. He was with us last night and shared with us scores all evening long. He is texting them in right now to us. Bodkin's impressive win over New Bremen, 64-52. Houston by 3 over Riverside at the break. Last we heard, Ritchie was ahead of Ansonia 28-18 halftime. Last we heard, Fort Loramie led Marion Local 19-10.
Nice win by Bodkins.
That was 19-10, Fort Loramie over Marion Local halftime, not first quarter. Yeah, big win by Bodkins over New Bremen tonight. Tell you what, the Trojans will be a tough out in the tournament, and they can play spoiler in the Shelby County League boys standings down the stretch. Anna is stretching the floor now, lining her 25 feet away. He goes into the middle of the paint area, push off by Versailles, team foul 6.
That was the last free one.
Well, the clock, Chuck, is all the way down to 3:18 to go. Anna trying to shorten this game. 41-32 Rockets. There will be free throw shot from here on. Count on it. Here's Murray, top of the circle for Anna. Outside the arc to Bixler. Anna really can take its time now. Yeah, you can attack, but you had better have a darn near point blanker. Bixler to Murray in the paint area. Goes to work on the defender. He is jammed on the shoulder. Foul against Martin. Boy, Justin Murray knew he had the angle. I said Martin. I think it was Ruenkamp.
No, it was Martin.
3 minutes left in the fourth. Two shots for Murray. These are big. First one, too strong. 41-32, Anna. 9-point lead. Second missed foul shot of the night for the Rockets. Team foul 7 on Versailles, 5 on Anna. Murray again, got it. 42-32, Rockets. Under 3 to play in the game. Stommen in backcourt. Uhlskamp has been on him. I don't know how to describe it, Chuck. It's like, what, fly paper on a fly?
Yeah,
he Stommen has been squeezed all night. There he almost lost the ball out of bounds. And then when Stommen gets inside the arc, he gets double-teamed. Stewart picks him up. Stommen still made it. Terrific driving layup through traffic, weaving his way back and forth. Stommen had the ball 30 feet out of the floor. Beat Uhlskamp, then beat Stewart. 42-34, Anna. Murray at the elbow. Spin move, ducks under. Must give it up. No, he shoots. Little underhanded shovel shot. No good. Got the rebound back. What a play by Murray. He's been a factor.
That was one of my no heck of a play.
Murray's been a factor. Justin Murray with a sparkling game. Anna by 10. 2 minutes left. 3-point shot. Van Skyock straight away. No, Ben Ruhenkamp. Missed it off the back brace. Anna's in business now. Versailles has got a foul. Leininger 25 feet away to Uhlskamp. Uhlskamp on the bounce, foul line. Back out to Leininger. Shot fake. Didn't let it go. Mixler between the rings. 1:44 left. Tipped away from Bart. He gets it back. Bart Mixler driving, top of the circle. Timeout, Nate Barhorst of Anna.
He had about a 4.5-second call going.
We're down to a minute 39 left in the game. Anna now feeling a little better about the situation. Ahead but 10 over number one ranked Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor, as well as Mark Jordan for Sheriff, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. As we restart play after the Rockets timeout, Versailles, no recourse but to foul. A minute 34 to go. 1-1, Anna. Uhlskamp at the stripe. 44-34, Anna. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment plan for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you, too. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. It's Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Well, 1-for-2 at the stripe for Uhlskamp. He missed the second. Anna got the long volleyball rebound. At midcourt, it's Bixler. Bixler into the top of the circle, bumped on the play by Nasker, and Bixler shoots the 1-1, and we're down to 79 seconds to go in the game. Anna up 11.
That was a great rebound that time by Cam Stewart on the missed free throw.
Yes, it was. Anna kept it alive. Ball came off the rim hard, and Cam Stewart went up and jerked it down. Free throw by Bart Bixler, dancing. It hits every centimeter of the ring and falls through. Anna by 12, foul shot here, would stretch it to 13 and exceed the 38-26 lead earlier. He's got it, 47-34, and let's see what's been called. Warning against Anna for maybe knocking the ball after it went through the net on the made free throw. Here is Versailles up the floor. We're down to 70 seconds to go. Versailles down to 13. Here's Stommen. Bank shot. Long 34-footer. No good. Long rebound Versailles. Deep right corner three by Vanskayak. No. Rebound Anna Leininger. 60-foot pass to Masteller. He brings it back out. The lead for Anna is 13 points. Rockets have got this one sealed away. Bumping foul midcourt on the Tigers. 52.7 remaining. Anna may yet get 50, Chuck. They might.
He's got two shots, two free throws here, Bixler.
That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Call 419-1491, 937-419-1491. Well, Bixler made a free throw, missed the second. Anna got the rebound back. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Leininger. He's blocked and fouled. 41.6 to go. More free throws for Anna.
That was Stewart who got the offensive rebound again.
Anna has been instinctively adept at tracking down offensive rebounds on a few missed free throws even here in the fourth quarter. Two free throws Leininger. Versailles over the limit at 10. Foul shot, no good. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle, let us help you move forward. Second free throw, Isaac Leininger on the way. Swish, 49-34. Biggest lead of the night for Anna, 15. Stommen to midcourt, picked up by Hulskamp. Stommen 30 feet out. Backs up and shoots. Swish! He's got it. Michael Stommen with infinite range.
The thing that's neat to watch is he doesn't have to force up a three from that distance. It looks like he's same shot from 6 feet out.
He is so strong. He is power-packed.
Too little, too late, but still. This has been a heck of a basketball game.
In those wrists of his, those forearms, those biceps, triceps, shoulders, and with the feet and legs, he lifts up off the floor. He makes a 30-footer look like a foul shot, more or less.
Yeah.
He just made a three, but you're right, Chuck.
And that gave him 20 for the game.
20 for Stommen. Of Versailles, 37. He simply didn't get assistance from enough guys.
Didn't get a lot of help, and he took a lot of shots, too. Let's just be honest.
Oh, he sure did. Sure did. And in the case of Anna, pretty daggone good balance.
Yeah, and Cam Stewart didn't score a lot, but my goodness, has he been a rebounding machine.
Yeah, what Cam Stewart did doesn't show up in the scorebook.
No.
He did a lot, a whole bunch. Cam Stewart was a defensive dynamo in this game and a terrific offensive rebounder. Here's Anna trying to get it in play. Holding foul committed. Stommen on Hulskamp with 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Versailles is now going to substitute a couple young men in. Ben Ruenkamp, Connor Vanskayak back on the floor. Hulskamp's got two free throws for Anna, trying to push the Rockets to 50. Boy, this is a big tournament draw impact win for Anna.
I said that whoever wins this game will be the number one seed.
Free throw by Hulskamp rattles. It's good. Hulskamp hits it. Keep in mind now, you can put an asterisk by a couple early Anna defeats. They were still wearing shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
Lost to New Bremen and Fort Loramie, both on the road. Second free throw, Riley Hulskamp. He hits it. 51-37, Anna by 14. 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Stommen strolls down the floor for Versailles. Into the top of the circle, down the lane. His shot is blocked out of bounds. Deflected by Hulskamp. Hulskamp and Leininger raced at him as he navigated the paint area. 24.7 to go, Anna up 14. Ball thrown in bounds outside the lane on the right. Running one-hander by Vanskayak. No good. Rebound Anna. That will do it. Rockets to midcourt. The final difference, 14 points. The biggest spread of the night. Pretty convincing win by Anna as the Rockets pull away from Versailles, the number one ranked team in the state in Boys Division III. And the Anna Rockets, who had lost three times coming into this game, in fact, lost two of their first three After starting basketball, after the deep run to the football state title, the Anna Rockets red hot. That one loss to Ottoville in the last 9 weeks of play, Anna probably will be highly ranked in this week's D3 basketball poll.
I would hope so.
And
if that was number one, they're number one now.
And Anna, at the tournament draw a week from Sunday, should get a lot of consideration, as Chuck pointed out, for the number one D3 seed in the greater Dayton area. If not number one, number two at the very worst. 51-37, Anna, with highly physical play, turns back Versailles tonight by 14 points. Chuck will return to wrap it up in a moment when we come back. It's been a fun day of basketball all here at Anna, where we have seen two entertaining games featuring a couple of Division I clubs, or I should say a couple of number one ranked clubs. Fort Loramie Girls D4 this afternoon, number one in the state. Anna Boys D3, number one in the state here tonight against Anna. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on Scores Broadcast, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Anna victorious, upsetting Versailles. At least it would go down on paper, according to the sports writers, as an upset. Anna was unranked. Versailles number one in the state of Ohio in boys D3. And Anna pulled away, won it convincingly, Chuck, by 14 points, 51-37.
They played well. I mean, they weathered a comeback by Versailles, but they kind of had the game in hand the most of the second half.
Yep, our halftime score was, 22-16. Anna slowly but steadily widened it to double digits by late in that third quarter. Anna was up 9 at the end of 3 and was up better than 10 most of the fourth period.
Yeah, and they were only up 9 at the end of 3 because of the foul that allowed Stahman to go to the free throw line and make three free throws with no time on the clock.
Otherwise, it would have been a dozen-point spread after 24 minutes.
It would have been double digits, yes, sir. Well, let's look at the Clancy's players of the game, rebounding 30-21 advantage to the Rockets, 11-7 on the offensive boards, 11 turnovers by the Tigers, only 7 by Anna, 13 of 18 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 8 of 10 for Versailles. Individual scoring, Stahman scored 20 and nobody else had more than 5 for Versailles. On the other side, Mark Bixler had 14, they got 11 from Justin Murray. They got 10 from Isaiah Masteller. They got 7 from Cam Stewart and 6 from Riley Huelskamp and just 3 from Leininger, but he played a terrific game.
Sure did.
The Clancy's players of the game, I could probably give it to about 4 or 5. I'm going to give it to Justin Murray, who I thought was absolutely terrific tonight, and Cam Stewart.
The key, as you summarize it, Chuck, balance. Anna had it, Versailles didn't. Anna's defense on Stahmann was so good that Michael Stahmann simply had to work his tail off to get to 20. He handled the ball so much. Other Tigers didn't have a real good chance to get in the action. When they did, they missed shots. Anna spread the ball around, utilized everybody, came out on a mission in the third quarter to post up Justin Murray, and he was effective.
Yeah, he came out. He scored 4 points early, got it 8, and then ended up with 11 for the game, and that was by far the best I've seen that young man play.
And again, the Anna Rockets over two nights go 16 of 18, 13 of 18 at the free throw line. You can't beat it. 29 for 36.
Yep.
Any basketball team at any level will take that.
Absolutely.
So our stars of the game, Stewart and Masteller for the Anna Rockets, brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, what a day here at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. We featured two number one teams in the state of Ohio. Fort Loramie girls, number one in girls division four. Had to struggle through the first half. Did beat the Anna girls for the Shelby County League Championship. Anna lost just twice in league play all year long, both times to Fort Loramie. 61-44, Fort Loramie over Anna this afternoon here on Scores Broadcast. Tonight, the Versailles Tigers, number one in boys D3, come to town at the Rockets gym, and Anna turns the tables on Versailles by a final tally of 51-37, pulled away in the second half and won it pretty convincingly. Anna displaying excellent balance. Rockets lost two of their first three games to start the year, Chuck, a delayed start because of winning the football state championship in Division VI. Because of that, a tardy beginning to the high school basketball season for Anna. Setbacks right out of the chute back on December 21st and December 27th to New Bremen and Fort Loramie by 3 points and 14 points. And then Anna kicked it into gear. A 21-point win over Jackson Center. That was on December 30th. Last night, a 15-point win over Jackson Center. The only setback during that stretch of time was at the fly into the hoop. Anna was cold, got beat by a good D4 Ottoville team, 61-57. Rockets now 13-3 on the year. Big league game Tuesday at Fairlawn for Anna.
Yep, that's it is a big one, but they're playing really well. And I would find it really hard for them to lose another game before they get the tournament.
I would agree. Anna's got Fairlawn on the road Tuesday, Fort Loramie home Friday, a road game, which is almost out of state, next Saturday at Clinton Massey. Last I looked, Clinton Massey had not won a game all year. At Miami East on a Tuesday, February 11th. Then a Minster home game Saturday, February 15th, followed up by an add-on game, a makeup, Monday, February 17th, here against Botkins. And that could very well be for the outright league championship.
Well, that, I think that will be. I mean, Minster is not going to be a walkover. You just never know which Minster you're going to get.
Exactly.
But the Botkins game, I think, is their toughest game left on the schedule.
Uh-huh. Here is our schedule over the next several days. Voice permitting, Dayton Carroll at Minster Girls on Monday night from the Minster Gym. I understand that will be lightly attended by media. Josh Clooney says, come on down. We'll be there. Should be a good game. It was billed as a headliner last year at Carroll, and Minster rolled over Dayton Carroll last year. Carroll will be out for revenge. It'll be good to see Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing on Monday night for the Minster Wildcats. They've improved coming off a 13-point win over Versailles on Thursday this week. Then on Tuesday, we're likely going to cover the Anna game on the road at Fairlawn. Then next Friday, Anna here against Fort Loramie. Next Saturday, Jackson Center hosts Columbus Grove, a Northwest District D4 powerhouse. They're mighty good, along with the likes of Ottoville, Antwerp. There are a couple of others. The Northwest region, Chuck, in D4 is probably stronger than the Southwest region this particular year.
Yeah, they're loaded. Yep. I'm looking forward to seeing the contest.
Had a lot of fun. A great day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final margins, not close, but two extremely entertaining games, intensely played, well coached. Kudos to Jeff Maurer of Anna, Carla Siegel of Anna, Nate Barhorst of Anna tonight, coaching the boys team, Travis Swank, fourth year head man at Versailles. Tigers lose this evening. Tell you what, Travis might be the first to say it doesn't hurt us one bit, although you'd like to say a loss never upsets the apple cart. Don't know if Versailles wanted to go into the postseason 22-0.
I've never coached a game where I went, gosh darn it, I hope we lose tonight. So I've never seen a good loss. I think that if you're 22-0, that just gives you the confidence to go be 23-0.
I hear you. I've never coached. You're a coach. You're talking from experience.
Well, never wanted to lose one.
Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, easy for me to say, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from Anna. This afternoon, Fort Loramie, 61, Anna 44. Tonight, Anna Boys, 51, and Versailles, 37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.